Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, April 6th. I'm Megan Lynch. The St. Louis Police Department had a busy and violent holiday weekend.
The violence started Friday afternoon. A 15-year-old shot at South Grand and Park. Police say the armed teen allegedly pointed and fired a gun at an adult man at a gas station. That adult returned fire, injuring the teen. Friday evening around 6, a gunfight in Soulard between several people, leaving a 21-year-old dead and 26 and 29-year-old men injured. It happened at a gas station also at 7th and Russell. Friday night, a fight in another gas station in the 4100 block of West Florissant. A 31-year-old, Philip Campbell, died at the scene. Then another shooting victim was dropped off at a hospital from that same incident. A 26-year-old man has been detained. Friday night at 10 o'clock, a 31-year-old shot and critically injured in the 5500 block of South Grand. That was a woman.
Our officers and detectives are also incredibly busy along with our crime lab. We are in the process now of assessing all of this and still trying to piece together exactly what happened in all of these incidents.
A 31-year-old man died at the hospital after being shot at a gas station in the 4300 block of South Broadway Saturday morning before 1. Around 2:30 Saturday morning in downtown West at 19th and Locust, a 30-year-old man was shot on the parking lot of the Marquee nightclub when shots were fired from 19th and St. Charles. He's in critical but stable condition. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A Fairview Heights man receives 28 years for sexual assault at the Gateway Arch National Park. 37-year-old Monty Durrell Boatman has been sentenced for assaulting a woman in the park in 2023. Prosecutors say Boatman followed the victim for around 15 minutes before he placed a razor to her neck and assaulted her December 6th. He was arrested 2 days later after an altercation with National Park Service Rangers. He's currently serving 84 months in prison related to a 2009 armed robbery case in Southern Illinois. A Baldwin man accused of luring women he met on dating apps to his apartment where he would rape them will be in court this morning. The trial of 29-year-old Yahya Mali is expected to begin this morning after jury selection was completed late last week. Mali is facing 21 felony counts, including 7 women. If convicted on all charges, he faces life in prison. Several weeks ago, Mali declined a plea deal with prosecutors. He told a St. Louis County judge it was religious persecution because he is a Muslim. He also said he wanted to act as his own attorney. St. Louis families and local leaders joined forces this weekend to work toward ending teen violence in our area.
Saturday night in Florissant, family members, students, leaders joining together to discuss safety and youth violence prevention during a teen and youth violence prevention safety town hall.
This is our opportunity to be able to have true conversations, be able to be accountable for what it is that our community is doing.
Shannon Johnson, Director of Strategic Partnerships and Initiatives for the St. Louis Agency on Training and Employment, speaking with Fox 2 News. He says he's looking for better communication between parents and their children.
How can we create resources? How can we come together as a community? What needs to take place as far as in the homes, outside of the homes, holding each other accountable to be able to stop situations such as this?
Representative Corey Bush joined families at the event this Sunday morning. She's calling for bold action to address the systems that cause gun violence. Ivy Lyons, KMOX News.
A small St. Louis County village is sending officers outside of its jurisdiction to help with immigration and customs enforcement. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Hillsdale Police, working under a contract with ICE, had officers in Overland Friday. Police were visiting Rittenour School District to ask if 3 students at the school were in good standing, according to Superintendent Chris Kilbride. Kilbride telling local families Friday that officers are working with ICE and the Department of Homeland Security as part of a 287G agreement. He says the district district did its best to answer questions without providing any personal information to officers. More than a third of students in that district identify as Hispanic. All schools in the Waterloo School District closed today, according to a statement by the district superintendent on the district website. The closure comes after Waterloo Junior High School was vandalized early Saturday morning. The statement says local fire and health departments need to run air quality testing before students return due to a fire extinguisher being emptied into the building. Waterloo School is expected to reopen on Tuesday. From the KMOX business desk, gas prices in the St. Louis region rose almost 19 cents a gallon over the past week. The average price per gallon, $3.97 today. That's according to Gas Buddy. That's almost a dollar per gallon more than gas prices in the region this time last year. The national average sits a little over $4 today. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says it could potentially hit $4.20 to $4.35 per gallon this week.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.